Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today you get a two-for-one deal. I'm going to give you a parish update, and I'm going to give you a homily, all squished into one. So it'll be two brief things, but that might make it a little unbrief if I do two of those things. So first of all, I just want to say, I shouldn't introduce myself. Some of you have never seen me before. I'm Deacon Kevin Fuller. I've been your parish administrator for the past few months, while Father Mario has been your sacramental minister for the past few months. It's been my great joy to be with you, and I find this parish to be a beautiful place to be, and I'm grateful for that. So at first, I want you to give yourselves a round of applause for creating such a great space. The parish pretty much has run itself, so Father Mario and I just try to hold on to the reins and follow along behind while all you are doing these great things, and it's been fun to get to go to all the meetings and meet everyone here. The first thing I want to talk about is the school and give you an update on the school. The school is doing really well. They have enrollment and in some grades even waiting lists clear full, so it's exciting to be a part of St. Pius St. Leo's school right now. We're excited to have Katie Chatton come in next year as the new principal. And we want to thank Dr. Sepich for all his work that he's done to make our school so great. And then Michaela Smith, I want to thank her particularly too. She was here last night, and Michaela's our business administrator in the office over there, and she really does a great job of keeping things running. We still need a few teachers, so if you know of anybody that's a teacher looking for a job, just point them to the website, and they can find what we're looking for next year, so we could use that. And then lastly, the work on the cafeteria and kind of the remodel of all that is going to begin at 11 a.m. and 10 seconds on the last day of school. Mrs. Smith has everything lined up down to the last second. Right when the kids walk out the door, she's going to start moving tables. So they're really excited to get to work this summer. They're doing great, and we want to thank you for your continued support of the parish mission of the school. For the parish, many of you know that we have Father Mark Tomasevich coming in mid-June. We're very excited about that. Father and I got to talk to him this week. He met with the staff. He took a tour of the buildings, kind of got to get the lay of the land, and he's very excited to be coming, so we're grateful for him. We would like to start distribution of the precious blood at Mass again, but we're going to need some volunteers to help with that. So if you used to be a Eucharistic minister and have kind of fallen by the wayside after COVID and we haven't been doing that, we'd like to get that going again. If you're interested in being a Eucharistic minister, let the parish staff know. You can email the office, but we're going to need a few more ministers. But I'm grateful for those of you that can't receive the host, that you've been so patient with us, and we're excited to offer that again. And also, please remember that if you're a little leery of getting the precious blood, Christ is fully present in the host or in the precious blood, so you can receive either, and that will be just fine. So we'll be working on that. You might see more notes about that, but trying to get some more volunteers to help us with that. Faith formation went well this year. We have a great leader in Colleen. I would like you to think about who could we invite to join this parish, either to become Catholic, or in your case, I have a special mission for this Mass, because you are really the foundational people of this parish. We need to invite in your kids, grandkids, and people around the age of 35, 40 years old into this parish. I've got, through my work, I'm a teacher and have gotten to do a lot of research on this. I find that young adults want to belong somewhere, and sometimes we don't do a great job of welcoming them in. So if you know of someone that's in their 30s or 40s and they're looking for a place to worship, just invite them here. If you know of someone who's thinking about being Catholic and maybe they haven't taken that step, invite them to join our parish and we can help them with that. So last night after I made this talk, I had two people come up to me and say they wanted to become Catholic. I was super excited about that. So if you know anybody, let the parish staff know. We can reach out to them. Encourage young families to register if they're coming already. And then if you just know of someone that's kind of looking for a place to worship, invite them to come with you. We would really love to increase our fold in that way. For the past 3 months or 4 months, since I've been here, you've done a great job in giving. You're very, the giving at the parish has been increased by 50% by a lot of people, and that was a special mission that you had to do to help get caught up on some of the bills into the school, and you've done that very successfully. So thank you for your generosity. That's been really great to see. Last night I took full credit for it, but nobody believed me, so I was like, okay, I guess it wasn't anything to do with me. But thank you for your generosity. That's been really, really great. We have raised money for the parking lot, to redo the parking lot back here. So you don't need to give to that anymore, but we're not able to start that project until the summer of 2025 because of some of the other projects going on this summer here. So just know we've raised the money, and so congratulations on that. We're really excited to be able to redo this back parking lot here next summer. If you get those envelopes that say parking lot on them, you can just cross out parking lot and just put parish center, because that's the next thing that we're working on, right, is the parish center. So those envelopes don't change over until the liturgical year changes. So if you have a parking lot envelope, just cross that out and put parish center. We're working on the parish center fundraising. We're moving along on that, but there's still, we need more funds for that so we can get the parish center updated. A second opportunity to give, Father Mark's coming into the rectory in mid-June, and we really want to give it a fresh coat of paint and some new carpet on the top floor where he's going to live. So last night, again, I asked for anybody that wanted to help with that or who paints or who does those kinds of things to let me know. Also, just your financial contributions are welcome to that specific project because we don't have an extra fund just to do that. But we would like to make that space nice for him. So if you would like to help with that in any way, let me know, and I'll make sure we get that done before June. And again, last night I asked, and a couple people came up to me and said, hey, I can paint, and I can help with that. So I was grateful. So if you have those skills or you want to financially contribute to that, I would be grateful. We just want to get that done before Father Mark comes. Lastly, I know you've been hearing about and reading about the 70th anniversary and the parish festival. We're very excited to celebrate this year the goodness of this place and this space. So through the 70th anniversary celebration, congratulations for 70 years of being a great parish. And then our parish festival in June will also be coming up. And I think Father Mark's going to try and stop by at that event as well. So that's our parish update. If you have questions or concerns, I'll stay in the back here after church. You can talk to me about that. I would love to meet you all. Many of you I've met, but don't be afraid to stop by and say hi.